Bob Carey was born in 1943 in the Midwestern state of Nebraska. That's where he says he had an uneventful middle-class childhood, far removed from the struggles over civil rights and the Vietnam War that were roiling Americans in other parts of the nation during the late 1950s and early 1960s.
The first black person I met was working for my father, and he delivered coal. That was the first contact I had with anybody of any other race other than mine. And by 1965, in Lincoln, Nebraska, the awareness of the Vietnam War was practically zero.
That lack of awareness would not last long. Soon after graduating college, Carey was drafted into the Navy. He was trained as an officer and inducted into the elite Navy SEALs Special Forces Unit and sent to Vietnam. Before long, he earned the Bronze Star for combat action that would later prove controversial because it involved civilian casualties. Soon after that, Carey found himself in a fierce gun battle in which he single-handedly saved the men in his unit and defeated the enemy, but suffered the loss of his lower leg. Those actions earned him the Congressional Medal of Honor for conspicuous gallantry. But Carey is modest when he recalls his military service.
I don't kid myself into thinking day by day, God, I'm a real hero here. I'm much more proud of what I did when I was in the hospital, when as a result of having successfully recovered myself, I'm sat down with somebody who is beginning the voyage of trauma, having lost an arm, a leg, or some loved one or something like that, which gives you the capacity to understand people who are suffering. They may reject it, but if you are able to reach them, you can help.
In 1982, after building up a successful chain of restaurants and fitness centers in Nebraska, Carey decided to try his hand at politics. He ran for Nebraska state governor and was elected. He says that the issues he had to wrestle with, from the funding of public schools to guaranteeing access to abortion services, were sometimes unglamorous, but always deeply meaningful.
It takes a certain bravery to get engaged in political issues, to get involved, because you're gonna provoke somebody. I believe a woman should have a right to make reproductive decisions. You don't. We have an argument. And if I don't want to have an argument, I don't bring it up. So if you want to get engaged civically and have an impact on democratic outcomes, you got to be prepared for the controversy that comes with it.
In spite of his achievements as governor, he balanced the budget and saw the state through the after effects of a calamitous tornado. Carey chose to return to private life rather than seek a second term. In 1987, while taking time off to reflect, the senior U.S. senator from Nebraska died. Democratic Party officials urged Carey to run for the seat. He did, and he won. Carey is a confident man.
I've never run in a political race where my dominant worry was, what am I going to do if I'm going to lose? It's a consequence of winning you got to be prepared for.
Carey says he often warns even seasoned lawmakers never to underestimate the enormous responsibility and power that comes with elective office.
Because if you remember that power, it's amazing what you can get done. All my staff understood that. If you see somebody out there that needs help, just one person, and it's almost always find themselves struggling against the power of a corporation or the power of the government itself. If a letter from us, a phone call from us can get them out of the chains, do it. There's real power in those offices.
In 1992, Senator Carey sought the Democratic Party's nomination for president, but lost to a young Arkansas governor named Bill Clinton. In 2001, Carey left the Senate to take the job of president of the New School in New York. 25% of the university students are foreign-born. Carey says he's both excited and deeply challenged by immigration issues and America's relationship to the world.
What we're trying to do is simultaneously teach people about here, the place, the history, the politics, the sociology, all the various things that make here, here, but also confront this human tendency to erect a barrier between us and the people from there. What we're trying to do is prepare people to be a part of that kind of problem-solving set, and I want to contribute to it.
Under Carey's guidance, the New School formed the India-China Institute and launched graduate programs in global English and global finance. His leadership of the New School has been one more success in a remarkable life devoted to learning and public service. For American Profiles, this is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.